Raiders strung up a man, who they say he murdered three. Strange things have happened there. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
Welcome to a special edition of Strange Things with Chris James. Vic Hermanson of Trailer Trash Terrors and Paranormal Rundown sent me a little something for my birthday, and I was going to add it to the weekly show, but it's a bit long. So instead, I thought, well, I'll just give it its own little show by itself. It's about 8 minutes long. So sit back, listen up, and enjoy the Coffee Competitions starring Annabelle Lee and Beelzebubba.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all other possible gender combinations therein, let's get ready to consume mass quantities of caffeine. Welcome to the 2024 Coffee Championship of the Universe.
Hello, coffee fans and fanatics across the universe. This is Annabelle Lee, the ambiguously deceased and ambiguously creepy little girl, speaking to you from 52 immutable Planck time units in the future. In this year's final of the Best Coffee in the Universe challenge, we have three astounding contestants. First, from the planet of Tralfamador, we have Transtemporal Hyperrobusto coffee prepared by the beings of Inevitability number 28976543 Coffee Shop. It's the coffee that made Montana Wild Hack fall in love with Billy Pilgrim. Next, from the planet of Arrakis, we have Shai-Hulud Superior Spice Coffee. Every cup is infused with melange, and all coffee beans used have passed through the ester-laden digestive tract of specially domesticated sandworms. Finally, from the planet Earth, we have the most carefully selected coffee from the finest cultivators on the entire blue and beautiful planet. Presented by the Organic Man Coffee Trike in Laredo, Texas. It's the coffee that brought about the Industrial Revolution, allowing humans to move out of those wet and drafty mud huts in Europe. Our judge for this evening will be Beelzebubba, former minion of evil and a coffee connoisseur for several millennia. He kept the secret to himself until about 800 AD, when he met Kaldi, an Ethiopian goat herder, who is generally considered to be the first human to discover the drink of the gods. Beelzebubba likes his coffee black, highly pressurized, and served just below the critical temperature of water at 372 degrees centigrade. Now that's a real cup of coffee.
Howdy everybody, this here is Beelzebubba, former minion of evil, current consultant to a number of podcasts, and now the sole judge of the Best Coffee in the Universe Showdown. Well, see, I ain't gonna be able to drink my coffee like I normally do, because I drink it at just below the critical temperature of water, which is, I think, 374 degrees centigrade. I drink it at 372, which requires massive pressure. So essentially, I need an industrial refinery in order to drink coffee, but I'm gonna lower my standards today and just drink it at one atmosphere, and it's pretty dang hot. It ain't nowhere near 372 degrees centigrade, but that's okay for me. Well, let's see. I've got three big old cups of Joe here. Josephine or Joseph, Joe something. Anyway, let's start with this Tralfamadorian coffee. They call it Tralfamadorian Hyper Robusto, and it's about 9% caffeine. 9%? Well, I gotta tell you, that gets you moving. Or make your heart stop beating or something. But anyway, let's see what it tastes like. Oh, boy, it does have a kick. I gotta tell you. But boy, let's see. Well, tastes to me kind of like it exists in all places and all times simultaneously, because that's how the Chalfamadorians are, so I guess that's rubbed off on their coffee. It has aftertastes of existential dread, and seems to place thoughts in my mind like, life has no meaning. It's a pretty yummy cup of coffee, I gotta tell you. It keeps going for a long time with that 9% caffeine, but I suppose I'm gonna judge this at about 76 out of 100. That's a pretty dang good score. Okay, now we're gonna move on down to this Arrakis coffee. You know, Arrakis is that dune planet. You got them big old sandworms, and them Fremen, and them Harkonnens, and we see on Earth they got coffee that's been through the gullet of a civet cat. And, so they kind of eliminate that coffee, sort of poop it out, as it were, and then people come along and they gather that up and they make coffee out of it. Well, here on Arrakis, they're just putting big old gobs of coffee through these dang sandworms. Instead of turning it into spice, it just turns it into Arrakis coffee. It's all infused with melange, not their spice. Oh, let's take a sip. See what it tastes like. That is an interesting flavor. Well, you know, it's a very, very good cup of coffee. It's got that there deep sandworm essence. But just as soon as you take a sip or something, you start to see another world. It's like you can fold dimensions and let me see if I can. Yep, I can do it. Am I getting in the way? I don't know. I think old Beelzebubba wants to stay in the same place. But I gotta judge this here coffee. I'm gonna give it a, 67. Ain't quite as good as the Chalfamadorian coffee. But, it's a 67. Good, solid score of 67. Alrighty, now we're back to Earth. We're going to have us some coffee from the Organic Man Coffee Truck, located conveniently in Laredo, Texas. Alright, let's take a big old gulp of some Earthly Joe. Wow, I gotta tell you. Now that's something that a former minion of evil can look a long time on. Like that, this is just as good as that time that I gave Caldy the understanding of them beans thrown in the fire to get some coffee. I gotta tell you, this is a real cup of coffee. Of course, I could say all kinds of fancy things, like it's got, it has aftertastes of chocolate and a deep smoky essence. Don't you hate it when people talk like that? I do. Anyway, well look, I gotta tell you, this is just some really, 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 really fine coffee. I mean, maybe like the best coffee I've ever had anywhere I've gone, and I've gone pretty much everywhere. I mean, I'm a former minion of evil. Gosh, I've had to drag souls to perdition from all over the place. But I ain't never had any coffee better than this. So, I believe that Chris James can once again say with great confidence that coffee from the Organic Man Coffee Truck is indeed the best coffee in the universe, this universe, or any other possible universe. It's just simply the best coffee that exists anywhere. Let's have a big old round of applause for the Organic Man Coffee Truck, winner of the 2024 Best Coffee in the Universe Showdown.
Tree.